Masechet Menachot, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Tet. We learned in the second Mishnah of this Perek that the Shteh Lechem and Lechem HaPanim are not baked on Shabbat. We'll talk here about Yom Tov. Mishnah says, Shteh Lechem Ne'echalot En Pachot Mishenayim Velo Yater Al Shelosha. Says the Mishnah, the Shteh Lechem, which are brought on Shavuot, are eaten no less than 2 days. That means they're never eaten before the day after that they're baked, 2 days. And no more than 3 days from when they're baked. Ketzad, how do we have this play out? Ne'efot me'erev yom tov, ve'ne'echalot be'yom tov lishnayim. Under a normal calendar year, they're baked on the erev yom tov of Shavuot, the day before Shavuot, so they're not baked on yom tov. And they're eaten on Yom Tov, which is the day afterwards. So they're eaten on the second day from the baking. Hal Yom Tov lehiyot ahar Shabbat ne'echalot lishlosha. But if Yom Tov falls out on a Sunday, that means a Saturday night, and that means on Shabbat itself was Erev Yom Tov, and you can't bake on Erev Yom Tov. You can't bake on that Shabbat. It's prohibited. So therefore, what they do is bake them on the Friday before, and therefore they end up eating them on the third day from the baking. Lechem panim ne'echal en pachot mitisha velo yater al ahatasad. Lechem panim is eaten no less than 9 days. That means it's eaten no earlier than the 9th day, including the day of baking, and no more than 11 days from when it's baked. Ketzad, how do we have this play out? Ne'efa be'erev Shabbat, v'ne'echal b'Shabbat le'tish'a. Under a normal situation, it's baked on Erev Shabbat, it's baked on Friday, and then it's put on the Shulchan the next day on Shabbat. And then the following week, the next Shabbat, is when it's eaten. So it's the 9th day from baking. You have the Friday, the Shabbat that it's put on, and then one more full week till you get to the next Shabbat, so it's a total of 9 days. Hal Yom Tov lehiyot erev Shabbat ne'echal asara. If Yom Tov falls out on a Friday, the day before Shabbat, it's baked on the day before that, which is a Thursday, and then it's eaten on the following Shabbat, week and 2 days later. So therefore, it's eaten in that situation on the 10th day from baking, including the day of baking. Shnei yamim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah ne'echal le'ahad asar. If you have the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah fall out on Thursday and Friday, so therefore, you have to cook it from Wednesday. You have to bake it from Wednesday, and then it's eaten on the Shabbat of the following week. So that's how you have a situation where it's eaten on the 11th day from the baking. You're not allowed to bake bread on Rosh Hashanah or on Shabbat, because baking the Shteh Lechem or the Lechem HaPanim do not override the laws of Shabbat or the laws of Yom Tov. Even though generally baking and cooking are allowed when it comes to Yom Tov, that's only talking about food that's going to be eaten on that day. But the Lechem HaPanim we're talking about here is going to be baked and eaten a week later. So therefore, that would not be allowed on Yom Tov. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omed mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Hasegan, says Rashbag dohe et Yom Tov. The baking of the Shteh Lechem and the Lechem HaPanim override the laws of Yom Tov. According to what he was saying, cooking from Yom Tov for Shabbat is only asur on a rabbinic derabanan level. And in this situation, when it's for the Bet HaMikdash, we allow it. And therefore, you're allowed to bake the Shteh Lechem on Shavuot. The Lechem HaPanim are automatically baked on a Friday, even if a Yom Tov falls out on that Friday. But it does not override the fast day, which is Yom Kippur. So if Yom Kippur falls out on a Friday, the Lechem HaPanim are baked before that on a Thursday. Yom Kippur has a different law when it comes to Yom Tov. It's not a regular Yom Tov. It's similar to a Shabbat in that regard. And therefore, just like you can't bake on Shabbat, you can't bake on the Yom Kippur either.